Kesses a sefer simen gimel halacha hei. Halacha l'moishem yisinai she sefer Torah u mezuzah tzrichin sirtut. There is a halacha l'moishem yisinai that sefer Torah and mezuzah need sirtut. V'im kosvan beloy sirtut, and if they're written without sirtut, psulim, it's possible. The sirtut is, as we know, the lines between the indentations which create the lines of the tefillin and the mezuzah. It has to create an indentation, a sort of scratch or a scrape. There has to be an impression there. However, one should not be masartit with a pencil or any similar such instrument which colors the cloth. Rather, it should just be an impression into the klaf, scored into the klaf. V'yesh ledaktik lesartit l'shma. One should be medaktik to do the sirtut l'shma. L'shem kedushas sefer Torah, l'shem kedushas mezuzah. Im kosev ezatos, if somebody made a mistake when writing, v'gorad sham ezatavos, and he erased a few words, v'nimchak hasirtut, and in the course of the erasure, the sirtut became erased as well, so it's no longer nicker. So what should he do? Yisartit mechadosh, he should be mesartit fresh, oisai mokim, that spat. He should redo the sirtut. This comes from the Bnei Yoina. V'cheinim toile teva oitevis b'sefer Torah ben ishiti. Let's say he is toile some words in a sefer Torah. In other words, he missed out a few words, and now he wants to be toile it in between the lines. Tzarech l'sartit sham, so the spot where he's going to be toile the words needs sirtut. This is what the Melech HaShemayim says. U'betfilin, ein tzarech l'sartit. However, when writing tefillin, doesn't need sirtut at all between the lines. Kiyim shita el yayna, only the uppermost line needs sirtut. V'yeshayimim shetzarech l'mala u'lamata u'mibeis tzadim. And there are others that say that not only do you need the top line, but you also need the bottom line and the two sides. Afal pi sheyedei lichtev b'loi sirtut, even though he knows how to write without sirtut, nevertheless, he should still have those four sirtutim, top, bottom, and the two sides. But im eina yedei aliyasher hashitos, but if he doesn't know how to write straight, b'loi sirtut, so then, yisartet kol hashuris, then he should be mesartet all of the lines, and not just the top line, and not just the bottom line, and not just the two sides. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkot and Gimel, V'lo yisartit b'oferes, he shouldn't use a pencil. Kaza b'sefer b'nei yoyna, it says in the Sefer b'nei yoyna, v'zeh l'shoynei. V'im sirtit b'dover hatseveya, if you do sirtut with anything that creates color on the klaf, ein a paisel, it does not passel the stam. Yud Mem Mem, the makar for this is Yud Mem Mem, Hilcha Sefer Torah, Ad Kan L'Shoinai. V'tevas Yud Mem Mem, Hu To'u Sefer. It's not supposed to say Yud Mem Mem, V'tzarech Loimar Mem Mem. Rosh Tevis Madanei Melech. So Yud Mem Mem is a spelling mistake, it is a printing mistake. It's supposed to be Mem Mem, which is Madanei Melech. In our B'nai Yainas, it says Mem Mem, it doesn't say Yud Mem Mem, and also one should know that the Madanei Melech today is printed in our Gemaras under the name of Divrei Chamudais and Madanei Yamtif. So this was written by the Tosis Yamtif. And this particular halacha can be found in the Divrei Chamudais and Hilchos Sefer Torah Sifkot and Chof Hei. Aval Einoi Muchrach. However, this din, Bechlal, is not Muchrach. U'mashakosav Sham. And this that it says, Al Halavush, this that the Madanei Melech, yeah, Divrei Chamudais, says about the Lavush, Yesh Loimar da Halavush, Samachas Atzmai, Al Mashakazah Bilchas Tfilin Shapasal. So what's this referring to? The Divrei Chamudais says over there that he brings the Lavush who says that being mesartit with color is going to be pasal because it's extra ksav. And on that, the Divrei Chamudais asks in one of his tainas on the Lavush that the Lavush doesn't mention this in Hilchos Sefer Torah. So the Kesis is answering that, yeah, he doesn't bring it in Hilchos Sefer Torah because he's Seimich that you saw it in Hilchos Tefillin. The Ayin Beis Yosef Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Chav Hei, that over there the Beis Yosef is Marich in this inyan of Sirtut Bitseva, and it seems from the Beis Yosef that he's Machmer. And indeed, you see that the Kesses Paskins on top, Velo Yisardit by Feres, who Kayotzi by Shetzeveya, he also on this din is Machmer. Seif Vov. Hakulmus, Afal Pishala Achar, Shaosa ba Melachta Eina Nikeres Klal Biksav, even though the kulmus, it's like behind the scenes. You don't see the kulmus. After the ksav is written, you're looking at the Sefer Torah, you're looking at the mezuzah, you're looking at the tefillin, you don't see the kulmus anywhere. Mikol makom, nevertheless, tzrichin ledaktik shetehe kulmus noe. There is an inyan that the kulmus should be a kulmus noe. Yesh aimrim, there are those that say, sheyesh lichtav bekulmus shel kone, one should write with the kulmus of a kone, veloy benoitza, and not with the kulmus of a noitza. A kone is a reed, and a noitza is a feather. Ve'ein noyegin kein. However, the minig is not to write with a kone. Elo koismin benoitza, we write with a quill. Ve'afilu bekulmus shel barzel, we can even write with a kulmus shel barzel. In others, either which way, the minig is not to write with a kulmus from a kone. Ve'yesh lehistapik in mutarin lichtoiv benoitza shel oif tomei. Once we're talking about using a quill, there's a suffix if one should, it may, if a, there's a suffix if one may use a quill taken from an oif tomei. The Dvar Shmuel clears this shayla. Says the Lishkas HaSofer in Sifkotin Dalid, Kulmas Noe, what's the makar for this? B'masech the Shabbos, Tanya, Zakeli Van Veyu, his Noe lefan of b'mitzvahs, which make mitzvahs beautiful. I say lefan of suke noa, velulav noa, veshofer noa, tzitzis noa, sefer Torah noa, vekosev boi lishmoi, bidyoi noa, bekulmis noa, belavlor uman, vekorchen b'shiran. So you see over there that in Masechta Shabbos, Chazal list out for us all the things that should be done, all the different mitzvahs that should be done in a beautiful fashion. And one of the things that it says over there is that it should be written, bekulmis noa. On the Masechta Seferim, the Nachlas Ariel says that what does it mean that the kulmus should be noeh? So he says it should be a properly made kulmus which will produce beautiful letters. He says also it's possible that there is an inyan, since the kulmus does have a certain level of kedusha, it's possible that there's an inyan that the kulmus itself should be a pretty kulmus, so to speak. Sifkotin hey, ve'ein noegin kein, the minig is not to be makbid on this idea of using a kone, kaza b'sefer b'nei yoyne, mitzvah min amuvcher likach kulma shel kone, lechatchila, it's a mitzvah min amuvcher, the best thing to do is to use a kone, v'chein amru chazal, and chazal say that one should use a kone. If one looks in the Bir Agra, at the end of Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, he gives the mekoyrus. Shezochsa kone, likach mimena, kulmus l'sefer Torah. Chazal tell us that the kone is what should be used for writing a Sefer Torah. Shekein ein ligzal mimena mashezochse min hashamayim. Gam migzeri chak toiches, even because of a fear of chak toiches, there are some achreinim who have a fear of chak toiches, and therefore they want to say not to use the kone. One should not refrain just because of this issue. Ach bi yoyski b'medina seinu ein hakone mitzuyen chazokim, but because in our times the konim are not strong, kol kach b'miyasameyam kulmus in al karcha sheretz tarich letaknam al kol shura v'shura, and you're going to have to be fixing your kulmus every 2 minutes, every couple of lines, v'yadeze yaksav b'kamashinuyim, and it's going to make all the letters different sizes, al kein nagu lichtav b'shel barzel. For this reason, there's a minig that they use, instead of using a kulmus from a kone, which you're going to have to be recutting the kulmus every 5 minutes, better to use a kulmus shel barzel, oinoitzo, or a quill, devadei ein b'chshash chakika, because lamaisa on barzel and noitzo, there's no chshash chakika b'chlal, deharei havei chaki reichos, because even if it is chakik into the klaf, but it's chaki reichos, you're doing a maisa ksiva. Ugzeri chak toiches, ugzeri chadosha, this idea of not using barzel or a noitza because of an ish or a kone because of chak toiches, this is new thing. Shaloi matzanu, shaloi Mitzanua b'gemara. We don't find such things in the Divrei Chazal. V'anu ein lanu lasis chshoshes milibenu. We can't make up our own gzeiris, why we should or shouldn't do things that are not brought in Chazal. Alkein, therefore, adif tfei, lasis ksav meyupa. The bottom line is, one should try and just make a pretty and a nice ksav. V'shove, it should be achid and straight. Mimeichosh ka'ela, rather than to be chayshish for these newfangled chshoshes of Chag Teiches. Ad kan dvarav b'kitzur, this is the idea of the Bnei Yoina. U'bepilpul oruch kosev oid sheba'atzmei kosev b'kulmas barzel. And the Bnei Yoina, in a lengthy piece, says that he himself wrote with a kulmas from barzel. So there's no reason to refrain, says the Bnei Yoina and the Kesses, from using a kulmas shel barzel, or a kulmas, or a noitza, or a kona. You can use any of the three. There's no chshash Chag Teiches, and everything is going to be fine. The Chassam Sofer points out that the Bnei Yoina is chayshish, that maybe a noitza is not a kana. Chassam Sofer has a shtickle Torah where he wants to say that a noitza is included in the kana. So by using a quill, one is not being mevatel, so to speak, the idea that Chazal presented that the kana was zoicha in the Ksiva Sefer Torah. Si'if Zayin. When one writes stam, he should write it with one's right hand. And if somebody writes with his left hand, the stam is not kosher. If you only have tefillin that were written with the left hand, and you can't find any other stam, so you can put on these tefillin that were written by someone with his left hand, you can put it on, but you should not make a bracha on it. This is the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer. The Ikter Yad, somebody who is a left-handed person, Smol Didei, have a Yamin. His left hand is called his right hand, and that would be no problem. That's 100% kosher. Vim Kosav B'Yamin, the Alma, if a left-handed person would write with his right hand, Psulin. That would be unkosher. Just like a righty can't write with his left hand, a lefty can't write with his right hand. Let's say a person is ambidextrous. He can use both hands. Such an individual, he should write with his right hand, but v'im kosav b'smol, ksherim, says the Magen Avraham. V'im kosav b'yamin, what about a person who writes with his right hand? V'shar melachtei oisav b'smol, and he does everything else with his left hand. Oi, the opposite. Shekoisav b'smol, he writes with his left hand. V'shar melachtei oisav b'yamin. Ein lekabloi l'sofer, such a person you should not use him as a sofer. U'bidyeved im kosav, let's say such a person did write stam, kosher, it's going to be kosher. K'moi shoylet b'shtei yodav, just like with matir, an ambidextrous person, b'dyeved, this person also, we will be makel b'dyeved for him. But l'chantchili shouldn't be a sefer, so says the Prima Godim. Ma'isa haya be'echad, he was an individual, shahaya gideim, he was an amputee, v'tofas, or he was missing an aver, he was missing his hands, v'tofas es akulmus b'sfosov, and he would hold the kulmus in his mouth, v'kosav, and he was able to write like that. Uposlei, and they passeled his ksiva, afilu b'im e'ef shalim tzayacherim, even in an instance where there's no other tefillin available, b'nei she'ein derech ksiva klal b'peh, writing with the mouth is not derech ksiva, and that's posel, so says the Rama mi panu in simen lamid ches. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkot and Vav, tzarech she'yichtev oisan b'yamin, you have to write right-handed, Hataz b'yaredeya simen reisha ayin alf, sifkot n'ches, kosav, didarshinon ukshartem uksavtam. There's a drasha of ukshartem uksavtam. It says ukshartem lo oisal yadecha v'hoyu lo tadavis bein inecha, uksavtam al mezuzis beisecha v'sharecha. You have the psukim of ukshartem and uksavtam right next to each other. So we darshin makshira b'yamin, af ksiva b'yamin. Just like you tie the tefillin with your right hand, so too you must write with your right hand. This is what the Gemara in Seif Perek HaKoimetz says. But, says the Lishkas HaSeifer, V'agav shitfa kosav kein, D'lesa hosam hachi. It's not true. That's not what it says at the end of Perek HaKoimetz. Ela behipach, it says the exact opposite. L'inyin hanachas tefillin b'smoil. Darash hosam, what it actually says is, Reb Nosson Darshan, Mak Siva Biyamin, Af Kshira Biyamin. The Taz brought down a drasha that says that just like you are kosher Biyamin, so too you have to write with your right hand. But that's not what it says. In the Gemara, it says the exact opposite. It says just like you write with your right hand, so too you have to tie with your left hand. So there would be no raya that if a righty would write with his left hand is possible because of a drasha in the Gemara. There is no such drasha in the Gemara. V'sefer HaTrumah sheheviu abeis yaisev v'simin lamaveis lamad mizeh d'derech haksiva hi b'yamin. The Sefer HaTrumah just uses the Taz's Gemara, quoting it correctly, to show that that's the derech haksiva b'yamin. Dafka, Asher al-Kain, Tzrichim, Lichtleiv, Stam, B'yamin, and therefore you should write Stam with your right hand. But how do you know it's Ma'akiv? Well, the Indian Lifsol, B'di'evid, Hotzrech Lilmoid, Miperek, HaBainai, and Shem. He needs a different Gemara to tell us that it's Ma'akiv. So not like the Taz. Rather, there's two separate Gemaras. Shuvar Isi, B'shut Imrei Ash, Le Admar HaGoin Zatzal, Rechaim Simid Bey, Shehikshe Bezeal, Ataz Vabach, that he also asks this Kasha on the Taz and the Bach. The Imre Ash, by the way, was the Maram Ash, who was the Gaivid in Ungvar before the Kesses, and the Kesses himself was the Gaivid in Ungvar. That's why he refers to him as Admar.